Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Hey everybody, welcome to Social Blend. I'm Gracie.
And I'm George.
And we're here on a glorious Friday afternoon.
Right.
We are late this week. This week kind of rocked us a little bit.
Right.
We got wrecked.
And we're used to being rocked and wrecked, but...
It was even more so than normal.
So we're here today.
Still coming.
And honestly, the best part about this is this shit is technically live. Like, this is today. So
today, literally recording it right now. And then we're going to release it to you pretty much immediately. And we love that.
Literally immediately. Like, within the hour. So when this is out, it's within the hour. So first off, let's go with what we're drinking today.
What are you having?
Okay, so I did like my own little concoction. How do you say it?
Concoction.
So I did Tito's vodka with seltzer, and then I added simple syrup. It's actually really freaking good.
No, that sounds good. That's like That's great.
You know, I don't really care for vodka like that.
So do you remember when I... Yeah.
So
I don't like vodka either. It makes me throw up. Like, it makes me sick.
That was me. I think it's because when we were younger, we had it.
I never had vodka. Like, I've never, when I was younger. But, almost every single time I've had vodka, I've thrown up.
Yeah, me too. Literally same.
I drank like 3 statesides at a concert once and I got so nauseated. I didn't throw up, but I was like, I have to stop drinking these. It tasted so good though. It was like blood orange. Oh my God.
Yum.
I'm having this. Do you guys remember when I did that little cocktail demonstration?
Yes. Oh, that's it. Ah, delicious.
Oh my God. The first sip, I was like, it tastes like summer in a glass. It's so good.
Bringing it back. It's almost time. It's March, but like, it's almost like summer's right around the corner. Oh, me too.
I'm ready.
I've been ready. I hate winter. Winter's like just the worst because that's when I get my, like, you know, essay sad and stuff like that.
Yeah, seasonal depression.
Yeah.
It's a bummer and it sucks and it's lame.
Yes, which usually I'm fine, but like this year, I don't know. It was like a little
hard. Yeah. Okay. So what's going on with you?
Oh my gosh. All right. So other than people just literally like making me shake, like, I don't know what it is, but like, okay, nobody is okay. I'm going to just start there.
We've said this like multiple times. No one's okay. We're all fucked up.
Everybody, but it's like to a point where I'm like, okay. Like, I feel normal compared to these other people, but whatever. Like, we're going to move on. But so that's why, like, with me, I wrote, like, I'm fine and everything's fine. Like, but it's not because everyone's crazy. But other than that, I'm finally back to working out. Like, finally. And I'm like in the mood to do it, which is the hardest thing to do. To get that motivation, it's the hardest thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going very slow. I'm not like going like crazy because
and you're going with your sister, right?
Yes. So Steph and I have been doing it. We're gonna see how long it takes until we like have an argument and like not talk.
No, and about... I know that you and your mom go on like long walks in the neighborhood too, though, right?
Yes, yes. So yeah. I just try to make sure like I like to do it with someone.
I get that.
You know, so.
All working out?
It makes it fun. Huh?
All kinds of working out?
Yeah. Yeah. So like when I used. Oh, sorry.
Lift really heavy. Like I used. Not really. I was like getting into it, but then I kind of like stopped. It was like whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I. And that I like to do by myself. because I don't really want anyone to see me doing any of that. I mean, I used to do it with my friend.
Right.
But I prefer to do that kind of stuff by myself, I think, or with somebody who's also doing the same exact thing as me. And she would just do the same workout as me. So we would just like, I would do a set and then she would do a set and then it would be my turn. So it would be like, and we would be doing the same thing. So it was like good. But I've been doing ClassPass recently and me and my, one of my really good friends, she's like an old coworker of mine, but we're like besties now. We've been going to like bar classes, like B-A-R-R-E. And I really like it because it's a little bit hard. It's a good workout. It's like full body. And I really enjoy it. And like having the other person there and like, I keep saying like having the other person being in the class with you, like your friend in the class with you is like good motivation to actually go. And you have to like book the class.
Yeah.
You have to book a class on ClassPass.
Yes.
And then if you go, you get a cancellation fee and it's like a whole thing.
Yeah. So that's good.
It's good for accountability. I agree.
It motivates.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's another good point that you were making is like some things I like to do on my own or like, you know, with someone, you know, that I know, because sometimes like I go there, I'm like, oh my God, it's like a fashion show for these people. But at the end of the day, I'm like, do I look good and just stay fat or do I work out, sweat and like look insane? So either way, it's like, you know.
Yeah, but if you're working out and sweating, you're only going to look insane at the gym. And then, you
exactly.
know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, like, I don't care. But I'm just like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. But, yeah, how about you? What's been going on with you?
Oh, my Adderall's on back order again. So sexy.
Ooh.
I'm hard to get.
Gracie has something that no one could get.
Well, I don't have it. I don't have any.
Oh, you're officially out of it. Oh, my God.
Yes. Ah! I took my last dose yesterday. And I will say, I took 20 milligrams. And I felt it all at once. Like, my heart was beating out of my chest.
Yeah.
I felt crazy. Like, I felt insane. I was like, oh, my God. And yeah, but I'm going to try and figure it out, figure something out.
Yeah.
Because like, because I can't, like, I'm going to struggle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's fine.
And it's crazy. It's like, I've been hearing like Ozempic is on back order.
Well,
and
yeah, but not having Ozempic isn't going to make you be bad at your job.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. 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 Like, but I'm just saying like these meds, like a lot of these medicines are on back order and one of them was Adderall. And I texted Gracie because I got a notification from from Apple News or whatever. And it said Adderall.
It's devastating news.
Yes. It was like, it was like Adderall will be on backward. I'm like, I'm like, I need to send this to her. Insane. But hopefully. Love that. And
but yeah. Otherwise, last week we were on hiatus because I was away.
Yes.
I got a week off of work because we had a break and I went to Vermont and it was so fun.
I love that. And
it was so fun.
Yeah. No, it looked like a lot of fun.
It was great. I went to a lot of breweries. I went to a winery. I liked the winery so much that I went back a second day. And the woman who works there was like, "You're back." And I was like, "I'm back." Loved that for me. It was so fun. I went to the Vermont Teddy Bear Factory. Where's my child? This is Pistachio Pickles. We'll post.
I'm obsessed.
Him.
Yes.
His name is Pistachio Pickles because he has green eyes, and those are green.
Maybe. Oh, those are green. Those are really green eyes.
Yeah, he's very sweet.
Yeah, we're gonna post on our Instagram page. We'll post the photos from your trip.
Yeah, we'll post a couple.
Yeah.
And then when I came back, I had three birthday parties to attend in one weekend.
It was insane.
So last Saturday, I had my friend AJ's birthday party. She turned 25. And that was from like 6 to 9. Then at around 10:30, I went to my friend Naz's birthday party.
Mm-hmm. That is insane.
And that went until 3, but me and my cousin left at 2:30 in the morning. We did not go to bed until 5:30 in the morning. And we had to go to my cousin's nieces, so like my other cousin's baby's third birthday party.
Yeah. Okay, that's sweet. So you kind of ended it off on a nice like family get together.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good. It was a good time.
Oh my God, wait, with your Vermont trip also, when you posted the photo of the teddy bear, which I'll post on our page.
The big one?
The monstrous giant teddy bear. I was like, I really hope she brings that back.
Oh my God. I know. But, I wish. It wasn't for sale. It was just a display.
Oh, just a display. All right. Well, that's fine.
Was for sale, it would probably be $1,000.
Like $1,000. Yes.
This son of a bitch was like $50.
What? Oh my, you better hold that every fucking night.
I won one of them once, like the bigger version of this. They have one that's like maybe twice the size, you know, like if you like proportionally made it twice the size.
Yes.
I won one of those like a while ago.
Oh.
And they're like $70, $80. Like it's
holy
nuts.
Shit.
But yeah, no, Vermont was really fun though. I really liked it there. Mm-hmm. There were like no cops.
Wow.
So I was like, slay. But yeah, it was good.
Is marijuana legal there?
Yeah, of course. Oh,
okay. I didn't know. Like
Bernie State.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh my gosh, I forgot he's from there.
Yeah. But yeah, that's really what's going on with me. I had a good week at work.
Okay, that's good.
My mental health is in the gutter.
Yeah. That's like everybody.
Yeah, work was good. I was productive. I helped my coworker with something and it went really well for him. So that was good. Shout out Alex. He said he's going to listen to the podcast. So that's for him. Shout out Alex.
Yay. Hi, Alex.
But yeah, that's it. That's really what's going on with me.
Nice. This weekend, actually, I have my little cousin's first birthday party. So I'm excited about that. And then I have to go to a tricky tray.
What the fuck? Tricky tray.
What?
What is a tricky tray? It sounds like trick or treat.
A tricky tray is like they used to call it Chinese auction, but I think it's racist or something. Yeah. But anyway, like something like that. But there's prizes and you get raffle tickets and you put it in. So I bought this like 4 months ago, totally forgot about it until recently. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. We have that. So that's on the same day. So that's going to be fun.
Wait. Is it like a raffle, but you just like go around and put your ticket in like buckets?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I want to go. That sounds fucking fun.
It's fun. Yeah. Yeah. No, it is fun, but, it's just like, of course it's on the day that like I have so much to do already. So yeah, but it's fine.
I want to come.
Oh my gosh. Wait, if there's another one, I'll let you know. Cause you had to buy tickets ahead of time.
Oh, how much are the tickets?
So they were $45.
No.
But that includes the tickets.
Do you get food?
No. So with tricky trays, some of them are food included, and those are usually more expensive. But with this one, I think we bring our own food. It's fun. It's like we sit around, we check our tickets.
Can you drink alcohol?
I don't know. I'm going to say, yeah, I think we can.
BYOB, what else do you get with the ticket?
So with the ticket, you honestly get like your entry fee. Like that's the entry fee. And then you also get the roll of tickets that you put into each thing you want. So any prize you want, that's what you would put it in.
Okay.
Got it? So
how many tickets do you get?
So there's three different kinds of tickets, and each one has probably like 20. So it depends. Like, let's, for example, the red one has 20 tickets. The green one has 10 tickets. And then the pink one has two tickets.
And those are like bigger ticket items. Yes. Or something.
Yeah, exactly. So that's right. How.
They used to do the, like, that sounds exactly like, did you ever go to Family Fun Night in elementary yes. school?
Yeah.
But you didn't go to North Brunswick.
No.
Okay. So they had like basically that at the Family Fun Night, but Family Fun Night was like bingo and they had that also.
Oh. Okay.
Or like the Care to Walk, they had that.
Yes.
The raffle thing. And it was the same thing. Like you buy the tickets and you put them in the thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So similar. It's like that.
Oh yeah. My God. Have I been missing out on Tricky Trays? That sounds so.
I'm like, am I like old? Is that why I'm like enjoying this now?
It's a basket auction. It's a basket auction.
Yes, yeah.
Just like the one that they do at the high school.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, why are they calling it a tricky tray? What does that even mean?
I have no idea. I don't know. I just look at the thing. Is it
like adult trick or treat?
Yeah, I don't know.
Trick-or-treat, man.
I just said yes or no. Right. And for me, I liked Chinese auction better. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't like.
Right. Is it like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I think that's why they stopped it, because they're like, maybe that's a little.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, so that's what I'll be doing. And that's it.
I'm excited. All right. You guys, before we get into our reality TV update, which I'm glad we waited to record till today.
Yes, we have so much shit happening. We
found out some very shocking news yesterday. Two pieces of news that we have to discuss. But there's a few things I want to chat about first. I want your opinion, your take.
Awesome.
How do you feel about day lists?
I'm obsessed. It's kind of this thing that like was thrown on everybody. And now I cannot go one day without looking at mine. I love, love, love seeing the playlist. The only sad thing is I've had a few playlists I've been obsessed with and I forgot to save them.
Oh, but yeah. You have to like go press the three dots and press add to other playlists and make a whole new playlist and just save it. I've been doing that when I like them. It's great. Like I'm going to do it with this one. I like it.
Yeah. What's your day list for today? Let's.
My day list right now, because you know, it updates like every 3 hours or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 4 hours, whatever. Mine is soul crushing granola vibes Friday afternoon.
I'm obsessed. And that is
exactly what I needed.
And what are your top three songs?
So the first three songs are Norman fucking Rockwell, banger.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
Drew Barrymore, which I've never heard, and Bags, which I've never heard.
By SZA?
Yeah, and then Bags is by Claro.
Oh my God, please listen to Drew Barrymore. I fucking love that song.
I'm a big SZA girl, but that's okay.
I know. But
like, I'm looking though now, and Time Machine by Willow is on there.
Incredible.
Criminal by Fiona Apple, 1950 by King Princess. Oh,
love.
Mariners of Complex, the best.
Oh my gosh, yeah. My God, wait, I didn't know you were an avid Lana listener like that.
That album is so good.
That's the best. Like, that might be one of my favorites.
It's the best one. Wait, so
my favorite song from that album is
that. They fucking got me fucked up. They put I'm With You by Avril Lavigne on here. Do they want me to kill me? God damn. Sunday Morning by Maroon 5. I'll kill myself.
Oh my gosh. That's nostalgic. Wait, yeah, wait. Yeah.
You guys can't see it, but the way George is laying on his bed right now is so funny.
No, this is every foot fetish, like a person with a foot fetish, it's their dream right now.
Yeah.
And I did that because I saw myself in the photos and I was like, let me do it.
Well, I took a photo of you. So
thank you. So my day list is called Nostalgia Birthday Friday Afternoons. It's not Nostalgia my birthday. I don't know. But my top songs are Break Up With Your Girlfriend, because I'm bored. Partition. That's so good. Motivation. And
what's the
third one? Motivation by Normani.
Okay, so Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm bored. Partition and Motivation.
Yes.
That sounds really good. I like that.
Yeah. This looks like a fun playlist. So
save it now before you forget.
I know, my gosh.
My friend had posted to his Instagram story last week. He got like two day lists in a row that had the word situationship in them.
Oh my God.
Title. It was like silly situationship Thursday evening. I replied and I was like, yo, this is so funny.
You're like, I would have been like, are they trying to tell me something? What's going on?
I think we're trying to tell him something. I was cracking up. I was like, nah, they did you dirty.
Yeah, no, that's insane, actually.
They got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no. But I really enjoy a day list. It's so fun.
Yeah, no, that's I love how it. I
found that song, that Amy Winehouse song that I was obsessed with.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh. Throwback.
Boobs look huge.
Wait, and in the photo we took, it all, yeah, it, they do.
Oh my, take my picture. This is the biggest I've ever looked. Honestly, in the Zoom camera, I got those Tia and Tamara's. The Zoom camera gives me bazoongas for some reason, and I love it. Thank you.
No, that's Zoom. Great. Yeah. Zoom. It benefits us in some ways.
Okay. I would like to get into Hot or Not round two.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Jeremy Allen White.
Oh my gosh. I have to fucking look this person up.
Come on. You know him. He's from the Bear.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. Hot.
Hot.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. He's so hot.
And from Shameless, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, whatever. Yeah, he's so hot. Oh.
Yeah, I do. I love him as an actor. I think he's very good looking. Yes, he's great.
All right. Sarah Jessica Parker, aka Carrie Bradshaw.
Okay, this is a hard one. And I don't want to be ageist, but like in her youth, I'm gonna say hot. But in her recent years, I'm going to say not.
Yeah. All right. That's fair.
So.
You know who she's married to?
Yeah. Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. And honestly, he was hot in his heyday too. And now he not looking yes. so good.
Right. Okay. He was also hot in his heyday. And now not.
Okay. Yeah. This one you're going to have to look up for sure. Because I know you know this man. David Duchovny.
Okay.
You have to look him up.
Yes. Okay. Let me see. Figure. Oh my God, I'm getting a face. Okay, so I'm going to say not. Like,
are you
kidding? I'm sorry.
He is so hot. He's daddy. That is daddy.
Daddy.
I think we've all established that I have a type and it's weird looking short guy.
Yeah, no.
I'm
dying. Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, he's
one time I did tell my friend, I said, I want a guy who's 5'8 and weird looking.
Okay. I mean, okay, he doesn't look bad, but it.
Oh my God, wait. My friend met him.
Oh, really?
Nice.
He's what?
He was not very nice.
Oh.
And like, I could totally understand if like my friend had just like met him on the street.
Right.
My boy like straight up bought tickets for and went to a book signing. Like David Duchovny, don't
you?
Ew. I talk to people.
All right, that's what I cannot stand about these celebrities. It's like stuff like that, what are you doing? Of course, if you're on the streets, like you're just, you know, trying to get a sandwich or a coffee, I understand, but yeah, you were doing a book signing. And like literally, don't forget, these people are keeping you on the map. Like,
I know.
At least say hi. I don't know. Like, that's tragic.
I know. My friend was like, it literally seemed like he didn't even want to be there.
Wow. What a shame. That's why I always get nervous to like meet my like favorite people.
I know. I don't like it. I don't want to meet anybody.
No, that's me too. Like, yeah. Like I met a few housewives. All the ones I've met, they've been very nice, thankfully. Yeah. So. But I'm like, other than that, I think I'm good to go.
All right. I got two more hot or nots, and then we're going to do an ad break, right? And then we're going to get into reality TV?
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Willem Dafoe.
Not.
All right. Well, this is another short, weird-looking man, so that's my type. That's my type.
That's my type. That's my type. Wait, love the guy spot. From The Hulk? Oh, no. The guy from Spider-Man who was the Joker.
No, he was Dr. Octopus, I thought, or whatever.
No.
Yeah, he was Dr. Octopus.
No, the fuck he wasn't.
Yes, he was. I'm looking it up.
No, we need to look that up now. Because you know why? I was obsessed with that movie when I was a kid.
He was literally Doc Ock. Sorry. I'm always right, bitch.
Okay. I thought he was...
I have an eidetic memory.
All right, fine. I guess I just didn't know his name then. Fine. Yeah. All right, and last?
Leonardo DiCaprio. I feel like I know what you're going to say, and I don't think we're going to agree about this.
Okay. So, I don't know. I'm going to say not.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm going to say not. I just never thought he was attracted.
Being honest. Like, get all the fuss.
Right.
Don't like that he only dates women who are 27 and under.
And that's a little. Yes. And that is what also pissed me off is that like what?
It's like that meme that's circulating right now. And it says, men in their 30s love film so much, they start seeing a 24-year-old. Like, a 24?
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, yikes.
Literally. It's cringy. Because they're like, they look dusty. And then they're like, they think they could get a woman that's 28. I mean, I guess they can if they're rich and, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio. But,
yeah.
It's like, she's not with you because she thinks you're cute. But
I mean, David Duchovny could come wife me up any day of the week, and that man is probably my dad's age.
Is he single or is he married?
He is older than my dad.
Oh, we're like, let's look up everything of that.
He is older than my dad. Okay, his children are still younger than me, though.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Because that is weird.
Okay. They're 24. One of them is 24.
Cutting it close, Gracie. I don't know. I would die if my father's like, I'm like marrying a 27-year-old. I'd be like, not someone.
I'm not 27. I'm 28.
No, I'm saying me.
Oh,
I'll say me, yeah. Like if my dad married someone the same age as me, or my mom, like I would be like, oh, I don't know. It's like weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, so maybe you're fine. I think you're fine. You're like right at the cusp there.
Yeah. He was married to Taya Leone.
Wait.
But now she's dating her co-star who played her her husband on Madam Secretary.
Oh. So,
bring that work home with you, bitch. Let's go.
Wait, so he's single? He's not with anyone right now?
Single.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay.
This week on Social Blend, Gracie talks about how much she wants to fuck David Duchovny.
Slide his DMs immediately.
Apologies to the man I'm seeing.
Right.
But I would risk it all for David. You're not right. Shit.
Yes. Especially after that paycheck from Spider-Man alone, please.
That's Willem Dafoe. David Duchovny is X-Files.
X-Files. Oh, the other guy.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, I got it now. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to talk about reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I did shoot a text to friend of the show, Adam. I almost said his last name.
Oh my
So I texted Adam and I said, recording an episode tonight. Anything you want us to say? And he said, I know nothing about the plot, but I support Tom Sandoval.
Oh, wow. Said, wait, what did you say?
I said, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you, next.
All right. You guys, the producers are getting on our back. We have to take an ad break. We've been talking way too long.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back.
Perfect.
And our reality TV time, okay?
All right.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%. 30% or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goli gummies today.
All right. What a great ad read. Thank you, George, for that wonderful ad. We love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Here's my impression of it. You know what I'm about to spit, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy.
Incredible. I'm obsessed. And now I'll do it
sexy. No, I'm just kidding.
And now we're going to do it in Spanish.
You know what I'm about to spit, and you know what I'm about to spew. What?
That was gonna do opera.
You know what I'm about to spit.
Oh my gosh. I have these incredible, I had to go get a snack during the ad break, but it's golden curry mochi. So it's a little like rice chips. They're vegan. And and they taste good. And they're not like spicy like curry could be. So I'm obsessed with it.
Well, I'm having On the Border branded Fiesta Dippin' Chips.
Ah, the best.
On that word. With Bowl and Basket restaurant style medium salsa. Honestly, this salsa is really good.
Hey, shout out.
Really good. Tostitos who?
Yeah.
Her. I so, like On the Border Bowl and Basket in this family.
Me too. On the Border is really good. And then there's this one Mexican brand, and they're like really incredible.
Yeah.
So
one time me and George went to On the Border with our friend and we like gorged ourselves. Like we ate so much food. We got the bill and it was $125 for three people at On the Border.
For On the Border. It's like insane.
And then me and George got back in my car after having like three margaritas and we went through the McDonald's drive through and got ice cream cones.
Yes. You remember that? Yeah. Oh my god.
And man, was that ice cream good.
Good. That was so crazy. I was spiraling in that moment, but it was amazing. We love it. Yeah.
I remember what I wore that day. Is that crazy?
No, that's insane. I don't remember.
I wore Topshop jeans, a shirt that had a garbage truck on it, and my leather jacket that my dad bought.
That's crazy, but like incredible.
My memory is not that good anymore. Like I can't remember anything I do now, but I can remember things I've done in the past.
Right. So no, that's great. Really good.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get into it. Vanderpump Rules, episodes 4 and 5. Honestly, George and I do not remember what happened in episode 4. We talked about this beforehand. We're like, ooh, what even happened? But episode 5, a little bit more interesting than the first 4 episodes, I would say.
I would say.
I really want to start it off talking about this. My boy Tom Schwartz made a Wet Hot American Summer reference. And I just love me some Schwartzy.
Right.
And I love that he made a reference about my favorite movie. So, thank you, King.
That's incredible. And he also wore yellow, which I was dying. Just like, I don't know, him in yellow, like he looks like a child already. And the fact that he wore yellow on top of it, I'm just like, this man is a child.
He didn't look terrible in the yellow though. Like it's hard.
No. It is very hard.
And he kind of worked it. I love him. I want to fix him.
If anyone could do it, it's you.
If anyone could do it, it's me. Oh my god! I forgot to put my jalapenos in my drink.
Oh my gosh. Well, also another thing, Katie was so funny because Ariana got in her car. Well, Katie picked up Ariana and Ariana got in the car and Katie goes, oh my gosh. Does it smell like weed in here? And Ariana goes, no. And she goes, okay.
She was so real for that. Sorry, yes. I was putting jalapenos in my drink because like an idiot, I forgot.
That's okay. And then also Graham, so sweet. James got Graham back and like everyone got out.
In July when James made the Instagram post.
Yes.
But we actually got to see their reunion and it was a surprise from Lisa. And I was like, oh, it was incredible.
It was beautiful. It was really sweet.
They changed his name.
Yep. Hippie. It's Hippie. Yep.
And honestly, I do really like when James calls him Graham Cracker, but Graham is not a name for a dog. His full name just been Graham Cracker from the beginning.
Right. Yeah, I love when James says Graham Cracker. Graham Cracker.
Graham Cracker. I love it.
And then he goes, well, you know, I wasn't the one to really name him Graham. I mean, you know.
Of course it was Rachel, because that's the same bitch you had a, like a baby shower for a dog. Like, come on.
Wild.
Really get real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a baby shower for my cat.
Right.
I'm going to have a birthday party for Michael.
Michael's having a birthday party. That's it.
Bang. Oh, he just opened his eyes because I'm talking about him. He's very talkative today. He won't shut up. I was like going to the bathroom earlier and he was like, just in there with me. I was like, leave me alone.
Leave me. I need my space.
In peace.
Mm-hmm. And then how did you feel about Brock and Shayna's fight?
I think they'll get over it. I think it'll be fine, but I think Brock doesn't like Shayna's mom.
Okay.
I think he might have a problem with her. And because he doesn't want her to be watching the baby all the time. And yeah. I don't know. When my mom had me, she was very reluctant to let anybody watch me either.
Yeah.
So I kind of like get it, but I'm like, please take, if I ever had a child, I'd be like, please take my child. I need a break. I want to go get fucked up and shake my ass. Please take my.
Right. Yeah. And I agree with that. But I also understand, like, her, like, I would be a little scared, but, like, if it was my parents or my siblings, I think I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Or, like, somebody you knew, like.
Exactly, yes, yeah, like, someone I knew and could trust.
Yeah. What about Brock's Speedo? Did we talk about that yet?
No, not yet. I love this man. He really came out there with a full-on Speedo, and everyone had, like, a bathing suit.
So authentically himself.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great.
I love him. Yeah, he's the real deal. I love him.
I kind of hate, though, at the end of the episode, Lisa was like, say something you like about Tom.
Yeah, I feel like that was too pushy. Like, wait, we just, like, they just.
Let's season Lisa.
Right. Like, we but were like, just.
I get it because, like, her brother killed himself.
Oh, no, absolutely. I completely agree. But I just feel like for everyone to say something.
All to do that. But, right. Like, there's a time and a place, and it wasn't the time yet.
Yeah, I just feel like it was
never
too
soon. All of Lisa because I just think she's the best.
Yeah, I just feel like it was too soon. And maybe give it a few more episodes like to maybe start asking those questions. But
yeah.
I am no longer team Ariana. But I'm also no longer team. I never was. But like, I'm not team Sandoval. I'm just like. I'm disconnected from it because I'm just annoyed.
I don't love that people are like team this, team that. I'm like, why can't we all just recognize that what he did was so horrible to her? And what Rachel did was so horrible also. Literally, Ariana's like, Ariana is talking to Rachel about her problems with Tom. And Rachel is giving her advice and like comforting her. Meanwhile, she is fucking that man behind Ariana's back.
Right.
They're both just vile to me for that. Like, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. You know? Absolutely. And in the same house, like, ew.
Awful. I think that if he had cheated long term, like let's say it was the same situation, the same events happened.
Yeah.
But instead of Rachel, it was like a stranger, someone who was not friends with Ariana, right?
Right, right.
I would say that wouldn't be as bad in Ariana's eyes.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean? It's because it was with Rachel.
Yeah.
Who was Ariana's friend.
Exactly.
That is why everyone is so pissed off at him.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's fucked up. And I will say, I don't love how Ariana is kind of getting on this high horse a little bit.
Right.
And like goes inflated a little. But it seems like now at this point, like current present time, she's not really like that anymore. But and I'm also really sympathetic to it because I'm like, how else would you want her to respond? Her entire life got blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpectedly. She found out on accident. You know?
Yeah. And, like, no, I understand.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm glad that people are welcoming Tom, I guess, and like so he's not completely all by himself and feeling like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they all were friends for a really long time, and it's tough, it's hard, but
yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I'm with Ariana on this. It's really fucked up, but it was with her friend.
Right. Yeah. We
talked about many times and like
yeah
oh,
I know girl. It's crazy. And most recently the whole thing about Raquel suing them, right, since we're on Vanderpump.
Yes, Raquel or Rachel, because she is going by Rachel now, is suing Tom and Ariana for revenge porn. But I don't even understand that, because where's the revenge porn?
I think it was from... So I also was confused until...
Sorry. I liked the message again on Instagram. Okay. I'm trying to put the link so I can like...
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Go ahead.
I was confused until I realized, like, remember he had FaceTime? He had FaceTime videos of her? Like, of them on FaceTime together? And he was showing... She was showing her body to him?
Okay, but did anybody ever post that anywhere?
So I think Ariana posted it as a, like, you know, when you're, like, in the moment. Like, honestly, I would do that, too. Just because, like, if something like that happens to me, I would probably also go off.
Oh, it says it has to do with the video they circulated with the cast.
Oh. Then that's it. That's the one.
So, Rachel claims Ariana became privy to at least two recordings that were on Tom's phone, which she says depicted her in a state of undress and masturbating. Clips, she alleges, were taken without her knowledge or permission while she was involved in an affair with Tom.
Oh my gosh.
Shoot. Rachel claims Tom must have recorded these FaceTime chats secretly because she wasn't aware he had them saved.
Ew.
And Rachel said when Ariana stumbled across the footage when she saw his phone, she shared it with other cast members.
Oh my gosh.
So wait, that is what TMZ is saying.
And that's literally illegal. Wow.
Well, if she just showed it to them, like on that device.
No, I think it was like
proof of it.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But if she actually like texted it to people, then she could be fucked.
No, I think she was sending it to people. That's what happened.
People and like circulating it around, then that's not good.
Yeah, that's bad.
Holy shit. This is really fucked.
Wow. Holy shit.
Wow.
And then we have, I guess since we're on Vanderpump, also Jax and Brittany, breaking news.
So I'm really glad we're recording today because that happened and now it's announced that Jax and Brittany are separated.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm like kind of in shock. I mean, other people are like, I can't believe this relationship lasted for 4 years. But
yeah.
I swore like, with being together for this long, I thought it was going to be endgame. I thought that's it. I thought they're going to be together forever.
I did too, but I'm honestly like, because I was really surprised after she took him back after he cheated on her with Faith.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, wow, they made it through that and they still got married about it.
Right.
And damn.
Yeah, it's,
I'm shocked because I thought they would make it after like mm-hmm. all of it. So I don't know.
And especially now with their new show, The Valley, coming out.
No, I'm really excited for The Valley. You know who was supposed to be on it?
Who?
Yes.
Is it someone from Vanderpump?
Mm-hmm.
Stassi.
No.
Oh.
I wish. Oh, I love her.
Oh my god, I would love her to come back.
Somebody on Vanderpump.
Shayna?
Not Sheena.
Fuck.
Schwartzy.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
And what changed?
I don't remember. But I listened to him on Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast yesterday.
I love that name.
And he said he was supposed to be on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aw, he would have probably done good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at first I thought it was Wart.
Oh my god, I think because Vanderpump was going to get canceled.
Oh, shit. Because
Sandoval, it kept it going.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because before, like, it was boring the season before that. I was, like, not interested. And I was like, ugh, all right, this is getting a little boring. And then once the new season aired, I was like, all right, let me give it one more shot. If I don't like the season, I think I'm done. Mm-hmm. And then it all happened. Everything, like, blew up. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this is insane. And that's it. So now I kept watching, but
yeah,
yeah, crazy. Jen Sha and her prison pics.
Oh my god, she's the bad bitch of the prison.
No, literally, she really managed to wrap these bitches in her favor.
Cause she's crazy.
Oh yeah, she's fucking psycho.
I wonder if Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is still on when she gets out, she'll come back.
Oh my, I honestly hope. Like, I don't even give a shit. Like, I want her on.
Drama filled. I love it. And like, they were all like pretty much like still friends with her.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't like they just like stopped being her friend.
No. They were all friends with her until the very second. It's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they look so stupid because when the verdict was guilty, they were like, what? Like, we were freaking lied to? And it's like, come on.
I think
she...
What? She did it.
Oh, she did. Yes, absolutely. There is audio footage of her calling someone.
She did that shit. I don't give a fuck.
No, she absolutely did. And she gets everything she deserves. When it comes to the elderly, like, that's disgusting to me. So.
That's like, and the vulnerable. It was like people with disabilities. Too.
Yes.
Like, that's fucked up. Like.
Yeah.
That's so fucking rude.
Mm-hmm.
God. Okay, I watched all of Summer House Martha's Vineyard in like one day last weekend.
Oh, I love it. I love Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Friday. I was trying to remember what I did last Friday. I watched all of that. It was amazing. I loved it.
I loved it. And now season 2 is coming out.
Oh, it's coming so soon.
Yes.
And Mr. Cooper, Silas will not be on it. I don't like that man.
I don't like him. Nope.
But they're pregnant and they're having a baby. Whatever.
Wait, but is she pregnant this season coming up or no?
I don't know if she's pregnant on the show, but I know that she's pregnant.
Oh, okay. She's pregnant now. You know what? You're right. She was pregnant during BravoCon.
Yeah, she's pregnant. And he's like, he got called up because he's in the Army Reserve.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
And yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. So I've been, okay, back to Bravo. Oh, we're still on Bravo.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I've been watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. George, why are you falling asleep?
No, I'm not. I'm just like laying. Yeah.
You're making me feel like you're not interested in anything I'm saying.
Waking up in the morning, think about so many things.
I just wish things would get better.
I'm trying to get rid of them, but nothing seems to stay the same.
That song
is iconic. Literally. Grammy worthy.
Literally have a fucking Grammy.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
I just finished season 3.
Obsessed.
And I will say, I'm ready for Kim to leave. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, she's, she doesn't come back until recently, where she's just, like, a friend-ish. Not even a friend. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say this, like, her addiction stuff is a little triggering for me because I have somebody in my life who that behavior is exactly how this person is.
Right.
And it's very triggering for me to see it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm waiting for her to go. And like the whole thing with Adrian and Paul's divorce, I was like, holy shit.
I know. Crazy. Now, how do you like Lisa Vanderpump on the show? Because now you see her in a different way.
It is seeing her in a little bit of a different way, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love how close she is to Brandy because I don't really fuck with Brandy.
Yeah.
But I think that part of Lisa's nature is to see the best in people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what she's seeing in Brandy. And I think that's why they're friends. And I don't think it's going to last. And I know that they're not friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can confirm that.
But, I just really think it's in Lisa's nature to see the best in people.
Right.
Yeah, she's constantly doing that. She's given Jax and James so many chances.
Right. Yes. Oh, my God. Nonstop.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like Lisa was, like, mentally abused by men when she was younger. Just because, like, she keeps letting them kind of, like, stomp all over her.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because she's been in a loving marriage with Ken for, like, 30 years. Over 30 years.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe like because of the stuff with her brother.
Yeah, that is true. But I'm happy you're watching Beverly Hills. Definitely get back to us next episode when you've watched more, because that is such a great franchise. Yeah.
So I'm on season 4 right now. I know there's like 14 seasons or whatever.
Yeah, there's 13. I've been
here for a while.
Yeah.
I think that after this, I'll be watching Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh my God, perfect. Okay. Now, who's on it this season, season 4? Is Lisa Rinna on it yet?
Not yet. I like fell asleep on the couch with it on for like 15 minutes when season 4 started. So like I'm about to start season 4.
Oh, okay, like, okay.
It was like on and I was like watching the first 5 minutes, but then I like fell asleep.
Okay.
Looking at Wikipedia to see. So season 4.
I have a feeling you're going to meet Lisa Rinna.
I know who Lisa Rinna is.
No, I know, but like on the show.
Yeah, no, she's a guest in season 4, it says. So Taylor is a guest. Kim is a main. Lisa's main. Brandy is a main. Yolanda is a main. Carlton Gebbia. Joyce Gerard de Ahoven.
Oh my gosh. These bitches are crazy. Yes.
I know. It looks like they've only had one season, both of those girls.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna is a guest. Kathy Hilton is a guest. And Cherie Zampino is a guest.
Yeah.
That's season 4.
Okay, I'm excited. Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh my God. Did Garcelle and Lisa not overlap at all?
No, they did not.
They're friends.
Yeah, they're friends.
I love Garcelle. She was on the Mindy Project.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She has an episode that she's on the Mindy Project.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I love Garcelle. She's stunning.
I didn't know she was a Real Housewife.
Yeah.
She's an actress, though.
Yeah, yeah. First and foremost, she's an actress. But she also did this, too.
She was on the episode of Psych, too. I haven't rewatched it in a really long time. That's a good one. She was on an episode of The Mindy Project. I have to do this because I can't see it. What?
You're like, I know what I'm watching tonight.
I know what she was on. I know she was on The Mindy Project. Why is her Wikipedia not telling me that she was?
She said, get that shit off of my motherfucking page. Unless...
No, she was on it. I swear to God, she was on The Mindy
Project. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, you know what? Maybe what I'm doing is I'm thinking that, you know what? I must just know her from Psych then. And I'm thinking it's The Mindy Project.
It's The Mindy, yeah. That it's could
like
be.
Like the Mandela effect.
Yes.
Where like I think something's true and it's not.
Oh.
God. Okay, so I think it was just, no. Wait.
Was it The Office?
Look up this episode. I have no idea. I really, 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 really thought that she was on The Mindy Project. Like, I remember her being on The Mindy Project. My brain is playing games. I don't like it.
Well, we got to get down to it.
How long have we been on?
Oh my God. We've been on since for over an hour. That's incredible.
I love this for us. Okay.
I know.
Okay.
All right. So now let's.
We have to be done. We just have to be done because I will talk about what I'm looking yes. into forever.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Next is pop culture.
Okay.
So we had a few award shows.
We did. We had the SAG Awards and the PCAs and the BAFTAs actually also. Yes. Everyone looked great.
Yeah.
Except for Prince William. Scaring the hoes.
Wait, I didn't even know he was there.
At the BAFTAs?
Oh my gosh, he was there. You know what?
He was scaring the hoes at the BAFTAs.
I am so tired of this man. I really fucking am.
Here it is. Okay, I'm going to send you the link.
Thank you.
In the chat. Oh my God, this is the first time we're using the chat feature. I love it. Okay.
I love this. Oh my gosh!
This man went to the BAFTAs while his wife is on recovery. And where is she, by the way? Why won't they show her to us? I think that she died.
Really?
Dead and they're just and like complications from surgery and they don't know how to announce it.
Fuck.
And I wouldn't put it past them because I read all of Prince Harry's book Spare last year.
Yeah.
And like shit he says about the royal family, like it's scary. And like obviously he was a part of it.
Right.
And so I think she might be dead.
Wow. I mean, listen, I completely agree. And I would not put that past them.
I have to send you the link to the Twitter thread that my friend sent to me yesterday.
Okay.
It is nuts. I'm like, holy shit.
So they, I mean, this is my opinion. And allegedly, I think they killed Princess Diana.
Oh, 100%.
Thank you.
You don't think they have the police in their back pocket just to cover it up?
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry. Like, what?
She was too hot.
Wait, these girls look so scared.
He's scaring the hose.
Why? They are so scared. Oh my God, these poor girls. Oh my God.
The one in the peach dress is Ayo Edebiri.
Yes, icon. Obsessed with her.
Phoebe Denevor's in there, and then two people who I don't know.
Okay, I love Ayo, but I'm sorry. Like, when Jennifer Lopez said that she tearfully apologized, I would have, if I were her, I would be like, bitch, I didn't fucking cry to you. No. I just said I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So take it or choke.
Wait. I was watching this clip from the Drew Barrymore show, and she had Ben Affleck on as like on video, like as a guest.
Yeah.
And he says to her, and I have to look up what he said because it's so funny. Cause she was asking about like how Jennifer keeps in shape because she wanted to try, you know, whatever.
Right. Like whatever she does.
Drew Barrymore was like, I want to know her workout regimen, whatever.
Yeah.
Ben goes, let me tell you something that's going to upset you. And he said, Jennifer eats whatever she wants.
Oh, this bitch.
And I'm like,
she,
how are you going to be 50 years old and look that good?
Mm-hmm.
Body and face, and eat whatever you want. That's so rude.
Is it rude or is it bullshit? What if she gets lipo all the fucking time? Or cool sculpting. She could do it.
If I had that money, I would do it too and eat whatever I want.
Oh my God. If I had that fucking money, I would eat Taco Bell every fucking day, and any appearance I had, I would just get lipo.
I had Taco Bell last night. It was so good.
You bitch. Because I texted you that I wanted it and you're like, don't do it.
Wait, yesterday?
Or was it the day before? When was
it? The day before.
I literally was like, should I get Taco Bell? You're like, just don't do it. But thank you, because I shouldn't do it. But I'm like,
honestly, like, I was at a wake and I was starving, and the wake was like an hour away, and I was like, I have to eat.
Yes, yeah.
So.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's dead. So we'll see what happens.
Wow.
And then we can discuss more next week.
Yes, perfect.
Anything else you want to discuss with pop culture this time?
That's kind of it. Wendy Williams, we'll talk about it next week once we get more information.
Okay. Oh, let's talk about the Willy Wonka experience.
Oh my God, that was a wreck. So in Glasgow, there was like this Willy Wonka experience, and it was for children, they said. So everyone goes to the event. It's literally like, I was so scared. Like, it looks like they were going to be robbed the way this whole thing was played out. And they had, like, just plastic pieces of, like, palm trees just on the floor. And
palm trees. They look like candy.
Or, like, yeah, like, little pieces. That's the thing. It's, like, all this shit looked so crazy. It was supposed to be, like, Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory themed. Yeah.
And then there was a girl who looked like she was coming down from a cocaine bender standing in, like, a meth lab.
No, literally. So bad. It was so bad. And now, allegedly, the person who created all this, he has to give refunds back to all these people. And people are
pissed. That money's gone. He's going to be in debt now.
Oh, yeah. Literally. Like, that's so crazy. And you have to pay the actors that were handling this. Like, it's crazy.
Oh my God. The man I'm seeing was like, I would have gone. I would have liked it. I'm like, no, you wouldn't have.
Absolutely not. Like, that's so crazy. But
we'll talk about Wendy Williams next week, but if you guys didn't see, she got diagnosed with like dementia and aphasia, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And aphasia is the thing that Bruce Willis has.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's
really sad. And like, honestly, Wendy Williams is really young for that. Like, she's younger than Bruce Willis.
Way too young. She's only 52, I think.
Yeah, I really hope that... I mean, there's no cure, but...
Right. Yeah, it's sad. And if anyone hasn't watched it, definitely go and watch it. I don't... It crushed me. The documentary. Yeah.
Oh, is that what got released and that's where we found it out from? Okay.
That's what got released. It's on Lifetime. And I think you can watch it on Hulu.
Poor Wendy.
Yeah, it's so sad. She just doesn't deserve it. But yeah, we'll talk about it next week more.
I think that it was starting like for a long time.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Do you remember like during the pandemic when she was doing those shows from home and they were just like... seemed like... like blackout drunk just doing a show.
Yeah, literally. Like,
she was like ill.
Yeah Well, and they are also saying it can be complications of drinking too, so there's that. But that's why we'll dive into it more next week, but it's a lot to discuss, so. But yeah, it's so sad. So,
yeah,
but
it's sad.
Anyway, to end the podcast, let's talk about our hyperfixations.
Hyperfixations, baby. What's yours, Georgie?
So lately, mine has been country music. I know it's crazy. It's very off-brand for me, and it's definitely not Georgecore. But I don't know. Lately, I've been liking songs that are country. And even in the notes I wrote, I'm about to record a cover. I'm not even fucking joking, because like, I just want to.
I think you should do it.
Thank you.
I really think you should. And I would love that for you.
Thanks. And if I do, I'll post it on here.
Yes. Amazing. Of course.
And what about you?
I'll do backup for you. I'll do backup.
Oh my God. Yes, please. Yes.
And mine is nothing. The coloring hyperfixation has left the station, and now I want to die.
Your hyperfixation is finding your meds. That's what it is.
Oh my God. My hyperfixation is asking the man I'm seeing to find meds for me.
Yeah. No, literally. Like, that's his job. That's it.
That's his job. That's all he's good. But yeah, I almost picked up the salsa and took a sip. Like, it was
my gosh, I would have died.
I'll do it. Bitch, I'll do it.
Oh,
I did it. It was delicious. I love salsa.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to be real honest with you guys. This is my dinner.
Okay, love that. I'm like, on the Lilo, I almost want Taco Bell, but I'm going to try to be strong.
It's Friday. Friday, you can get it.
You are right. It is Friday. Maybe I'll just Friday.
You got to do it. I'm about to imbibe in some recreational drugs.
Oh, God bless America.
Well, I'm about to smoke weed, okay?
It's legal here. Thank God.
But. Well, you guys, this was this is our longest
episode. No, this is crazy. I'm so excited.
I love it. Our number one fan does want to come on the pod again.
Wow. All right. We'll have to talk and figure out.
I will talk to him. We haven't been able to have a good conversation lately because he's been really busy.
Okay.
But he owes me a FaceTime, so I will talk to him.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Okay. All right. And
I got
ending music now because I'm going to say one more thing.
Perfect.
Guys, we really, really love you. Thank you for being so patient. And honestly, just like let us know if you're really listening, because if you're not, right. Love you guys.
We love you all so much. Have a great weekend. Stay dry. I think it's going to rain here.
It's going to be warm, at least. I'd rather have it be warm than rainy, cold and rainy.
Absolutely. I'm over it. So, yeah, all right, same. Everyone, all right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye. Okay.